boys, we were drilled to not do these things. You watch your step, don't you get into it, boys. You see so-and-so, what's happened to so-and-so, and you see what's happened to so-and-so, and they'll tell you stories that happened way years.
Everything that's ever happened.
Everything that they've ever heard of has happened. They'll, and it puts you on the watch, all right. You're tickler. And if your daddy knows that you going over yonder, say I'd be knocking around tonight and stop by some girls that everybody thought was a little bit too fast. And boy, I wouldn't hear the last of that in 6 months. Can't you beat that? You hanging around such as that, don't you see? Ain't nobody caring nothing about them girls and this, that, and the other.
Somebody comes into town and no one's ever seen him before, you say he's a...
stranger.
If he comes from another country, you call him a...
Well, if he comes from another country, he's actually called what he is. Now, you take, mostly now, they nickname him, it don't matter what his name is. Now they say, call him Frenchie. Say he's a Frenchman, you know that, but it don't matter what his name is. They know where he's from, he knows where he's from. And hey, Frenchie. You know, something like that. But that's just a nickname. But, and he, they don't deny, you see. Let's see, who was that I was talking with yesterday? Oh, he says, oh, I'm a... Let me see, what did he tell me he was? And he, of course, he was proud of it, and I don't blame him. I think everybody is supposed to be proud of what they are. If you're American, you're supposed to be proud of it. If you're German, you're supposed to be proud of it. And that's all I ever held against a digger. He was ashamed of he's the only race I know of ashamed of his race. And the reason now some of them claim they ain't. I've told quite a few of them, I tell them. That I see y'all ought not be ashamed of your race. And well, I heard that it was what come me to tell them that. I had about 20 of them here at work one time. I had a big field of peanuts I was hoeing. And one of them, they were talking about it, says, I know I'm the under race. And so got told. And I said, but look at him. I said, I'm going to tell all of y'all something. I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself if you're ashamed of your race. I said, I'm a white man, and I'm not ashamed of it. And I said, if I was a nigger, I wouldn't be ashamed of it. I think you ought to be satisfied with what you are. In other words, the same God created you that created me, and he created me white and you black. You should be proud of it. Well, says, I feel like I'm done the race anyhow. So, but most of the people, and it is the only race I know of that they are ashamed. But now, there was a bunch of them told me that they wasn't ashamed of their race. But I think it was.
Do you remember when you were pretty young, what you might call your grandfather, kind of a, just a affectionate name?
We always called him Grandpa and Granddaddy. Now some children called, all of mine did up until they got grown. They never did call me Granddaddy until they got grown. They called me Papa and Mama just like my children did. Now there's some, and there's quite a bit of this, Big Daddy, Big Mama. Now there's a lot of that. But now that's a new thing, that old used to be Grandpa and Grandma. That's when I was growing up, but now this is a new thing, Big Daddy and Big Mama. When I said new, I said, you know, 15, 20 years, that's new.